My name is Sandra and I live in Doncaster, a mining village just outside Doncaster. I received a letter inviting me to go for a scan on my lungs down at Rossington Miners Welfare, and the letter was a telephone conversation with a lady and asking me questions about my health, that I was fine but I had been smoking, and but I had 16 years since I stopped, and I was on the borderline with the questions that she asked me, and she asked me if I would like to go down to the miners welfare and have a scan on my lungs. And I got down to the miners welfare, went into the truck, and the girl that was there was so relaxing for me. She talked me through everything and told me not to be nervous. I went into the room where the scan was. She said I'd be in for 2 minutes. I was very, very nervous because I didn't really know what to expect going in the scanner. Went in the scanner. I couldn't stand it. I asked her to get me out. The girl fetched me out of the scanner. She talked me through it, that there was plenty of time, that I had nothing to be worried about. She fetched somebody and they went in the scanner just to show me how long and what happened. I went back in the scanner. I was in there for 2 minutes. I shut my eyes really, really tight. Come out, and she did calm me down. She talked to me. She was very pleasant. And I stayed there for about 10 minutes, quarter of an hour. She fetched me a drink of water. All in all, it took half an hour at the most. About 7 days later, I got a telephone call to tell me that they had found something on my lung and that an appointment would be made at Doncaster Royal Infirmary. Appointment was made for about 10 days later. I went to DRI, I spoke to the doctor, and he said that it was definitely cancer that they'd seen, and that he was going to make me an appointment to have a CAT scan at the Northern General in Sheffield. As I was going to Northern General, I was absolutely petrified. My husband couldn't come in with me because of COVID. I sat in the waiting room and I didn't know what to think. I was so frightened. But when they called my name, they were so kind. Came out of the scanner, my husband came to the area and picked me up, and we came home, and I was so relieved to get home. I was so frightened. Approximately 10 days later, I got another letter to go and see a Mr. Rao at the Northern General. And again, my husband couldn't come in with me. And I went to see Mr. Rao. He told me it was definitely an operation, that's if I was prepared for one. I had to be in Northern General for 7 o'clock one particular morning, July the 21st. One of my best friend's 70th birthday, I'll never forget. And I went that morning. I said ciao to my husband. Never had an operation before, didn't know what to expect. The staff in the Northern General was second to none. They talked to me, they laughed and they joked. And two guys that took me down to theatre. And that was it. I didn't know anything else until I got back up on the ward. Mr. Rao has told me that everything has gone. Took some lymph nodes, took everything out. I've lost a third of my lung. And that everything is gone. I've got nothing to worry about. Mr. Rao came to me and told me I had a drain in. He tested the drain and said to the nurses, that can come out. She doesn't need her oxygen. And your cancer has gone. I could have kissed him. And again, I was very emotional. And the girls that were in the same ward as me congratulated me and said how pleased they were. It is very hard to describe what that feeling was like. I thought, I've got my life back. And I just felt as though a weight had been lifted off my shoulders, and all this had happened in a matter of a couple of months. Please, please don't hesitate. Don't be frightened, just go and do it. It saved my life. Because going down there for the scan, even though I was on the borderline, I could have turned around and said, no, I'm all right. But I did, I went. I am a very, very, very lucky lady.